Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to the Rosecast. Nervous. I'm your host, Tim Kennedy Jr. With me as always, but not for a while, Alex Bradford. AB, how are you? It's been too long.
It's been way too long. I'm excellent. Rejuvenated though, Rim, I'll tell you that right now. I'm ready to go. Had a nice little break, and now we're ready to go. New season.
It's been a couple months. We took the off season off like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't want to water down the product.
Absolutely not.
You don't know what you got till it's gone.
And you don't want a couple of tired bachelor hosts. You don't want that.
You know what? There's an epidemic in the bachelor podcast genre, and it's burnout.
Yeah,
people get tired of the week-to-week goings-on. That said, we're back to recap on all the things, all the goings-on. Okay, we're going to talk about those. We're going to preview the new season. We got some special announcements at the end of the show. And you can tell by our awkward cadence and rhythm that we're rusty, all right? Do you want an apology already? Won't get it. Not from me. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to recap the stuff that we've missed since the end of Bachelor in Paradise, if that was, in fact, the last season we did. I don't remember. We're going to talk a little bit about if our feelings have changed about Colton, what we expect for the season based on the previews that have gone on. And then we're going to make some predictions, as usual. Maybe a throw in an impromptu power ranking or two.
Sure.
If we're lucky. Talk about some contenders. I have a feeling you did no preparation on that front or even looked at the cast.
Oh, no, I did.
That's just my gut feeling. You did.
That's one thing you get with rejuvenated AB is a lot of prep work. By the end of the last season, I wasn't even watching the show. I was just strolling in.
All right. And then we have a mailbag segment. I forgot about that. Several people texted and DM'd with some good questions. So wow. I'm excited for that. And then, like I said, big announcements. Huge announcements.
Can't wait.
Let me knock one off right now. I was just looking at the Fantasy League, the ABC Fantasy League. The mm-hmm. Fantasy League is back, AB. I don't know if you've heard.
I've heard.
What is the one thing about... why do you do fantasy anything? Real question to you.
To be better than all my friends at something.
Your friends, right?
To prove that I'm better than them at something.
And how... exactly. And to like keep in touch with pals.
Yeah, sure.
And how do you know that you're better than your friends?
You're in a group, and then you keeps track of your right? score. Yeah.
Yeah. There are no groups, to my knowledge, on the ABC Fantasy
No,
League.
They just haven't got it up and running yet,
no,
Rim. There's no
there.
Way. There's
they,
no
it came
way.
Out today. AP, I swear to God.
You're telling me
I swear
every single person will just be in a scrum of people and you can't even see who's a Rosecast listener?
Yes. It's like an ESPN public bracket challenge. There's there's gonna be a million entries. It's pointless.
Okay.
I'll and take it's a gonna look. Attract cheaters.
Let me take a look. I'll take
right.
a look.
All right.
Figure this out.
I want to do a league.
If it's like that, we're not doing it.
Well, there's other places you can do leagues.
Okay.
If it's like that, we're not doing it on ABC, period. End
sure.
of story.
Absolutely.
Won't give them the satisfaction. But I've completely lost my train of thought. Point is, I'll double check. If there is a way to do it on ABC, check the episode description and the Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff, and we'll get information. But yeah, I was stunned, to say the least. Okay, off-season news. We're back. Bad banter, I'd say. First banter in a couple months. That was bad. Give that a C-minus banter. Didn't ask you about your family or kids, some of whom are ailing, but we keep moving. It's been too long. AB, the mansion that caught on fire during the devastating California wildfires.
Yeah, what's going on there?
It didn't burn down.
Whoa, really?
It survived, yes. I was reading some article. It was vague, but apparently like a 16-year-old next-door neighbor saw that it was like creeping up and like did something, called the authorities or whatever the case. I don't know what this person did, but they were painted as a hero.
So can you imagine living next to the Bachelor Mansion?
Yeah, it's just a house. I mean, if you live next to the Bachelor Mansion, you probably have a similarly gaudy home. So there's nothing weird about it.
Sure.
But it's saved. I think the guest house where a lot of like the operation stuff went down is gone, but okay. The mansion itself, I believe, is saved and it will be back.
Wow.
So that's good for that family.
That's good news.
And good for Bachelor Nation, though I don't particularly care if they went to a different.
No, I mean, really, truthfully, once I remember you texted me that the Bachelor Mansion might be gone and I didn't really care.
No.
I thought we might get a show on the road.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind just a better. There's something kind of what was that VH1 show with Bret Michaels? That house looks kind of like where you would have the Bret Michaels Rock of Love show. Just a little kind of.
It's got a little 80, flavor of love feel to it.
Yeah, just a little like this isn't a real house.
Yeah, sure.
Feel. Next up, Becca and Garrett. People forget that Becca picked Garrett over what was his name? Blake. I mean, when we're done with Bachelor, we're just out. We're not paying attention to anything. Becca and Garrett, AB, house hunting in San Diego. Not Minnesota, not wherever he's from. Wyoming, forgot. Does that surprise
That's
you a little
where he's
bit?
From.
Are you surprised they're still together, and are you surprised that they're moving to San Diego potentially?
No, I'm not surprised they're together. It just hasn't been long enough, really. I mean, it's not the time for them to break up. It's too early. I noticed, say they're nowhere near getting married. So, I mean, I don't really care what they're up to right now. They're nowhere near getting married, so I think they got a lot of stuff to work through.
Okay. All right. I did see that same headline, too. Nowhere near getting married, very far in the future. Makes it seem like they're just starting a new...
this new relationship is just starting.
These, it goes back to what we've been saying all along, is they need to stretch the show out longer so you have actual, real, potential marriages in the end. Because now this is basically just, it's become speed dating almost, and the person you leave with at the end is someone you maybe start a relationship with, not...
Yeah, it's a fake engagement. They're going to get engaged later again if they're actually going to get married.
Yeah. Okay. We're not usually this jaded, folks, if you're a new listener, where it's not this... negative all the time. Speaking of couples everyone loves, Ari and Lauren. You'll remember Ari picked Becca, dumped Becca, went back to Lauren, his second place finisher, became engaged to her. They are pregnant. Mm-hmm. They might have had their baby already. We've been gone so long that people have gone through the full process of procreation. Speaking of babies... Becca. Remember Baby Becca? People called her. Which
is that all
now.
You're going to say about them? You're not going to...
I don't have anything else.
Throw any jabs about Ari or anything?
I didn't mind him. It's fine.
just Rim giving the news.
I mean, listen, I don't know how to run a podcast. I don't know how to host a podcast anymore. Forgot. We don't have anything of hard news to discuss. So I'm just like, look, here's some links. Becca's having a baby. Congratulations. We already talked about that.
Listen, here's my take. The last two, Bachelor and Bachelorette, two big busts. Ari and Becca, bad seasons, and they ended up with people no one cares about. Like, nobody cares about the baby that they're getting married or what happens with Becca and...
Okay. So let's skip the other news items then, since my news item segment was a bust. In that same vein, are you hopeful or optimistic that Colton, the most hated Bachelor pick ever, I can say with confidence, will break the streak, will turn the tide?
He's got a chance, Rim. Okay?
Yeah.
And let me tell you why.
I'm listening.
The women that he is going to be choosing from seem like top-notch ladies, okay? We got
top-notch lady is how like an old man describes like strippers, AB. That's a weird way to say it.
Top-notch ladies, come on over here.
Just creepy, but continue.
We got some of the best female contestants that I've ever seen.
What makes you say that? And that has nothing to do with Colton, though. I'm saying Colton as the lead.
But I think that they're going away from Colton, making this season less about Colton and more about all these wonderful women.
Okay. I don't know why you think that, and I don't believe you.
Because he's a dud for him.
He's a dud. All right, so that is the answer to my question, which is, do you think Colton will break the streak of bad leads? The answer is probably no, but the season could be good.
Yes.
Because
that's my
winner.
Answer.
Okay. Now, what makes a good Bachelor season in your eyes? Consistent quality top to bottom contestants or some drama, some Chads, some Corinnes, some Olivias?
The perfect season starts out with tons of drama, Rim, when there's like 30 people in the house. Tons of drama week after week, and then it settles in and gets down to real adult love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good season. Okay. Ending with an engagement.
I'm so rusty at this podcast business, Amy. I don't even know what to say. Do you think Colton will make a good choice? Do you think he's thoughtful and wise? Is he a good enough critical thinker to make the decision he should make, the right decision for him? Or do you think he'll succumb to pressure, maybe what outsiders think he should be with type of thing?
Absolutely not. Colton strikes me as the little kid, Rim. He's not ready for this. He's not ready for the big boy relationship that's coming at the end of this season. He's not going to make the right choice.
He strikes you as the little kid. In the one of the promos, he leaps over a fence to get away from cameras. So there's credence to what you're saying. I don't know if you saw that promo. Did you see that promo?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Hopped it good. I can't hop like that anymore. Okay, so let's move on to the cast bios then and pick some contenders. Did you do this?
Yes.
Why don't you start? We'll alternate. I have five.
You want contenders or just interesting people I'm looking forward to? Or both?
You go with interesting people.
Okay.
And then I'll give you my top five contenders because it sounds like you don't have a top five contenders.
I have a couple contenders, but I mostly did people that were interesting to me. And again, this is just us looking at a picture, which I base a ton on for what I've said here. Is just how they smile and how they looked at the camera. And then little snippets.
Keep in mind that this, you're making a good point. Whatever we say here is completely meaningless and basically baseless because going into Ari's mm-hmm. season, I thought Crystal should be the number one contender. Crystal. Okay. And it was literally based on a photo. So that's how much this matters. But go ahead. You start and I'll try to follow along. Another thing ABC's website biffed up on AB. You can't scroll through the whole thing. You got to click on the photos. You know what I mean? It's a pain in the butt. I'm telling you.
It was tough looking at all these.
It's tough out there for a Bachelor podcaster. We're trying to research and they're making it difficult. Go ahead.
Okay. Starting off with Revian, Rim. She once flew across the country to meet a guy she met on the internet. Okay.
Something you don't approve of as a dad.
Little catfish situation going on here, and I'm excited to see what happens from it.
I do want to know the story.
I want to know the story. I got to know the story there. Okay.
Do you think Revian is a contender?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Another big story. Never Been Kissed, Girl Rim. One of my favorite rom-coms. Never Been Kissed.
Who's in
Heather.
That? Is that Justin Timberlake?
Drew Barrymore. No. This is way before Justin Timberlake. This is probably from the 90s.
Okay, and there was flashbacks when she was a kid in high school and she had the braces.
I don't know, Rim. You're looking into a part of the movie that is irrelevant. It has nothing to do with the story. Okay. Drew Barrymore and her brother go back to high school and she's writing a paper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. For the magazine. Yep.
For the magazine. Yep. She's writing an article. And I can't even remember the guy. It's probably Freddie Prinze.
Freddie Prinze with a Z?
Yeah. Is that who? It might be him.
If the movie's worth its weight in salt, it's Freddie Prinze. Shit, I just Googled Freddie Prinze instead of Never Been Kissed movie. That's not helpful.
Anyways, there's a girl named Heather, and she apparently has never been kissed. I'm excited for that. The virgin storyline is going to be huge this season, which I don't like. But no. I do like the never been kissed storyline.
Dude, is her brother in the movie David Arquette, or is it some other guy?
It's David Arquette, and he's a stud baseball player, I think.
No, you're thinking of Summertime Catch. Anyway, no, just kidding. No, I'm not. Freddie Prinze baseball. All right. Way off. Okay, interesting. What's the Never Been Kissed girl's name?
Heather.
Okay. I wish you went in alphabetical order. It'd be a lot easier for all of us.
It's not in alphabetical order.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. Next up, there are two, count them two, Rim. Miss States. I don't know what the term is. There's a Miss North Carolina 2018 and a Miss Alabama 2018. Okay?
So they obviously know each other.
Yeah, they know each other. Oh, yeah.
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you because Chris Harrison said so on the cast.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm excited. I am excited for that storyline. I don't know if we've had any. We might have had some pageant winners, but not like Miss 2018. That probably just happened. Okay.
Yeah. That's a BFD.
Yeah.
If you're a Miss State. No question.
Next up, Rim. DJ Aggro. Okay,
yes,
there's a DJ,
Catherine,
from Fort Lauderdale. You never know what's going to happen out there with the DJ. Like, what if she? I assume she's going to do some DJing on the show. That could be interesting.
Is that even a question? Of course, she's going to DJ. Her one-on-one date's going to be her teaching Colton how to DJ, and Colton's hands—he doesn't have the dexterity to handle the biz. So,
now let me give you a couple of my favorites. You ready?
Favorite contenders. Yeah, yep. I'm ready.
The contenders. Catherine
has a funny line, though, that on her bio that you miss. She says she doesn't have any tattoos because you don't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari. Mm. That's why I don't either. If you see me, my body.
Same.
Yeah, same deal. All right, go ahead.
The Hannahs, Rim. There's two Hannahs on here. I don't know which one I like the most, but I like them both. Okay?
Okay. All Hannahs don't look alike. Just want to put that out there if you're going to.
No.
Go ahead. No, continue. Go ahead.
I like them both. That's what I'm telling you. I think one of the Hannahs is going to make it far, if not both. Okay?
Okay.
Next up, my girl Demi.
Any reasons for the Hannahs? You just like them?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Hannah B is Miss Alabama 2018, for what that's worth.
Hannah G. Let me see here. Forgot to write down why I liked her.
I don't like Hannah G at all, frankly.
Okay. Yeah, I think I just like the Hannahs, just having that gimmick, the two
okay,
Hannahs.
Okay, you thought the bit would work better? Yeah. Is that what you're thinking? Okay.
Yeah, I just thought the Hannahs would get it. I didn't anticipate any follow-up questions.
Hannah's got a bad... Hannah G has a bad bio. I'll put it that way. And the other... Okay, Hannah, hey, whatever the first Hannah was Miss Alabama, okay? Hannah G is just Hannah from Alabama. They're both from Alabama, okay?
Roll Tide, though.
Hannah G's at a big disadvantage right off the bat.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Next up, one of my favorites. I don't think she's actually going anywhere, but she's one of my my personal favorites. Demi. She enjoys ATV and fishing and watching WWE. Wrestling. Ooh. Okay?
Not a lot of... That might be a first on the show.
I can't remember a WWE fan in the mix.
So you got the... So far for your contenders, people, girls, women you like... Mm-hmm. Demi and the Hannahs.
Yep.
Any others?
Yes. I gotta go back because the ABC site.
It's a pain.
Devin, Rim.
Okay.
I like her because she got her master's at 23. It shows hard work, Rim, and someone's got to be the grown-up in this relationship with Colton. Maybe Devin can be that girl.
I like that. I like that logic. Mm-hmm. What's her master's in?
No clue.
She works as a broadcast journalist for a local news station in Medford, Oregon. So, hey, journalism masters
in sports journalism.
Okay. That's not an unrigorous pursuit.
Absolutely not.
All right. Respect.
And then last but not least, we got a lot of California and Southern girls this year. Annie's going to stick out from the farms of Wisconsin. Keep an eye out for Annie for no other reason other than that she's from the farms of Wisconsin.
She likes Ryan Gosling. I like Ryan Gosling.
I do too. Love Ryan Gosling.
She actually went to the University of Alabama.
Wisconsin?
Alabama.
Excuse me?
She grew up in Wisconsin. She lives in New York, and she went to the University of Alabama.
Wow. Well-rounded.
Thin ties to Wisconsin. Thin. That's like I grew up in Arkansas.
That's a really thin ties. I just saw that she was from the farms of Wisconsin, and that sold me on her. Because all these other girls are from California or down
Dallas, south. Dallas. A lot of Dallas people. Mm-hmm. Yep. Annie, the Hannahs, and Devin. Who's next?
That's it.
Okay. Here are my top five, in no particular order, America's Funniest Home Video style. You never say them in any particular order when you're announcing the finalists. That is a tried and true way to keep people on their toes. These are who I think should be the top five, not necessarily who I think Colton will choose. I don't know how Colton's brain works because we barely know anything about Colton. Frankly, all we know is that he's a football beefcake who gets yanked around and is convinced to play into storylines on multiple shows.
Say what you want about Colton. He's one of the best-looking bachelors we've ever had.
You know,
he's a stud muffin rim. Don't let your biased because
of No. I am not biased. I have approached this with sincere objectivity as much as possible. Looks-wise, Colton, good face.
Great face. It's better than good, and I'm not going to let you downplay it. I'm not going to let you downplay his face. No.
Great face.
Not today.
My thing is, you play football, you're a beefcake. You stop playing football, you don't have to maintain the football body. It's weird to look like a football player and not play football. Like he's like a big, you know,
He's a brick house, Rim.
He's a brick house. And I don't think you need to be. Just like slim down. Like you don't. Like he's gonna have a pain, and he's gonna have a hard time getting suits the rest of his life if he sticks with the spy tech. Slim down. Just be. I don't know.
Okay. That's my take. Interesting take.
It's disagree. Weird. That's a weird thing to comment disagree. On his body because that's like a sexual preference thing. Like I like when guys.
Yeah, like skinnier guys.
That sounded
fine.
Like I prefer skinnier guys.
That's fine. Hey,
not what I want to imply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My contenders, are you ready?
I'm ready.
In alphabetical order, actually. The particular order is alphabetical. Okay. Number one, Alex B. Shocked that you just didn't even mention Alex B. First one on there, 29 years old, dog rescuer. I thought, oh, she rescued a dog one time and that's her whole bit. No, she runs a dog rescue business.
It's
and
incredible.
Has saved not five, not six, not seven, 5,000 dogs.
I mean, she's
slaughter.
Made a job out of it somehow.
I don't know how you profit from that. But she's
like, how is she making money?
I don't know. Who's like, hey, save this dog. Here's $80 per hour. 5,000 dogs from slaughter. Okay. And Colton loves dogs. That's the one like personality trait that Chris Harrison revealed that we didn't already know. He likes dogs.
Oh, okay.
Alex B., 29. She also lived in a van in Australia. Her favorite movies are The Mighty Ducks, The Lion King, and Old School AB.
Wow. Those are my favorite movies.
We got a winner right off the top.
You throw Hitch on that list and said Old School. Those are my three favorite movies. I mean it.
Hitch. Okay. Concerns? Probably too old for Colton. Colton's 26.
That's what I was thinking right when you said 29.
Yeah. 29, too mature, just too ahead of Colton.
How old is Colton? 25?
I think 26? He's 26 now.
26?
Yeah. Okay. Next up, Bree, a model from Los Angeles. played soccer. You got the athlete connection. Likes hockey. That's unrelated to anything Colton would be interested in. Has been modeling for now 10 years. Okay? Now, the reason I like Brie is she's making no... There's no bones about what she's going to do. We've seen a lot of contestants who move up in the Bachelor Universe ladder and abandon whatever they were their careers before. I mean, Rachel was a lawyer and now is doing pursuing her dream of broadcast journalism, which is great. Mm-hmm. But there's no, like, Brie, whatever happens to Brie, will continue to be a model after her time on The Bachelor, wherever it takes her. So that's that. You're getting to know the actual person you're going to be with in this case.
But you have to wonder if they're there for the right reasons when they have
a job
like that.
No, none of these people are. I've completely abandoned all hope for that. No one is there for the right reasons.
There's
you just
a couple out
that.
There. There's a couple out there, and that's you just got to find them.
I mean, nobody except Alex B., the dog rescuer, and some others. Moving on. Courtney from Atlanta, Georgia, 23 years old. Just looking through a bio, can't remember why I put Courtney on my thing here. Something about healthy plans for athletes. That's her business. She's a caterer. I thought maybe that was a nice connection. She tripped on... her most embarrassing moment was tripping on stage twice at graduation. Can I tell you something?
Sure.
Courtney's 9 years younger than me. Young kids out there. When you trip, basically, no matter in any scenario, except maybe if you're the bride and you're walking down the aisle at your wedding, maybe in any other scenario, no one is going to remember that you tripped and no one is embarrassed for you.
It's not an embarrassing moment at all.
No one cares. People will laugh and they'll be like, oh, did you see that? And then it'll be out the mind by the time they walk out of the building.
Absolutely.
Don't worry about it. The only way people remember it is if you tell everybody that was your most embarrassing moment for the rest of your life. Next up, Demi. She was on your list, AB. Keep an eye on this one. Bachelor Nation is in her bio. I don't know what more hint you need to know that Demi is a real contender. My last contender, Katie from Sherman Oaks, California. Katie, you'll remember, was on The Ellen Show. Side note, I watched The Ellen special on Netflix last night. Pretty good. I recommend checking it out.
Okay.
Ellen's a legit stand-up comedian. The comedy game is Mr. Kind of triumphant return. Pretty funny. Check it out.
I'll check it out.
Katie. You won't. That's fine, though. You don't have to.
No, I will.
Katie. She was a dancer at LSU. Go Tigers. Okay. Already up near the top of my list for that reason alone. And she prefers glamping to camping. And I have a feeling Colton is the same way. You know what glamping is, AB?
No, I was going to ask. I saw that in there.
You ever seen, like, True Beverly Hills?
No. This is... This is probably the 50th time in my life you've asked me that question. You ever seen True Beverly Hills? There's so many things you've tied to True Beverly Hills. No, I've never seen it, and I never will see it, okay?
I remember we were in a Walmart one time, and there was...
I've never seen True Beverly Hills.
There was like
nobody
a khaki...
Nobody has. Not just me either. It's nobody. Nobody's seen it.
I know. I think we've gone into detail about it on this show before. But basically, True Beverly Hills was like a seminal movie in the Kennedy family household growing up.
Sure.
Watch it all the time. And then you go out into the real world and you find out like, oh, True Beverly Hills lost a lot of money at the box office and no one knows what it is. So all my True Beverly Hills references fall on deaf ears always. And I think when we talked about this recently and some listeners texted in and were like, I've actually seen it. Anyway, for those people out there, True Beverly Hills, Shelley Long... It's Beverly Hills, okay? And they're like Girl Scouts. And they're going, you know, Shelley Long ain't about that real camping life. She's trying to, you know, like putting up in a hotel, fancy camp, air conditioners, all this stuff. And there's one scene where she takes, you know, the girls camping, the Girl Scouts camping, and it's glamping. It was glamping before Instagram glamping became a thing, you know what I mean? So it's just like, it's camping. You're sleeping outside technically, but it's not real roughing it in any way.
Okay. So my type of camping.
Yes, exactly. I remember trying to get you to go camping several years ago. You're like, why the fuck would I want to sleep outside? That's ridiculous.
It's absurd.
Or that episode, the opposite is that episode of New Girl, season one or two or maybe three or four, where they go camping for Thanksgiving and Nick only brings beer. He doesn't bring any food and they have to like scavenge for food. Anyway, great show. New Girl, great movie. True Beverly Hills. Katie, great contestant.
Okay.
That's it. That's all we got for a contestant rundown. How would you grade the show so far, the big return?
I'll give us a C+.
Thank you. Okay. I like that. D- for me. On to the mailbag. The season will be better.
Listen, okay? It's not the season. We always don't do our best work on these pre. We're going off of pictures, like 20 yeah. pictures of girls, and making rash judgments about them.
We're cooking up, trying to make chicken salad, folks, out of chicken shit, cooking this up out of thin air. There's nothing for us to say here, okay? We just wanted to shake off the rust.
Want to let you know we're
first
here.
Episode. Yeah, yeah. Hey, download, subscribe, and share with your friends. Just a quick reminder. That's all this episode is. Let's go to the mailbag. Thanks to everyone who texted in. I don't know the number. I forgot it, okay? I'll tell you the number at a later date. First up, Michaela from Ontario. Based on Colton and the profiles, where do you think this season will rank in comparison to the last couple? Just based on Colton alone and his personality, it should be better than Ari's, no? AB?
I would like to hear from people on what they thought of Becca's season in general. I think I know how people felt about Ari, and it was a dud of a season. People did not like it. They did not like Lauren winning. Even though it was
I wouldn't call her a winner. There were no winners in
that
season.
No, yeah, there was no winners. Everyone lost. Lauren lost, Becca lost, and Ari lost. Everyone came off looking
Bachelor
terrible.
Bachelor Nation lost.
I guess Becca got a season of The Bachelorette, which is like winning, so she technically won. But I'd like to see or hear from people on how do you feel about Becca's season. I personally came away, I didn't like it that much. Mm-mm. There was too much off-screen stuff that we knew about Garrett in particular, that kind of ruined everything, because we knew he was going to probably win. So the whole season, we knew this scumbag was going to win. And even though on the show, he looked like a great guy and an all-time great contestant, mm-hmm. we knew this stuff off air that just was impossible to forget. So
it ruined it. That particular one absolutely ruined the
experience.
And
then you had, what's his name on there? What's the guy's name?
Lincoln.
You had Lincoln on there too, which was one of the worst looks in Bachelor history.
Yep. Back to the question though. So you didn't like Becca's season.
I think that being said, I think the last two seasons were duds. I still enjoyed them, but I think they weren't my favorites. So I would go ahead and say that I'm going to put this season above those easily. It's going to be hard not to.
Yeah. The bar is pretty low. I don't think it will surpass Ben Higgins' season.
Or like Rachel. I don't think it's going to be up there.
I liked Rachel's season a lot. Ben Higgins, to me, maybe as charismatic as Colton, which is not to say not very... He's not an exciting or particularly really mm-hmm. fun guy, but I think Ben Higgins has the emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Shout out to Taylor. To where he was bringing some like intellectual and critical thinking to his role on the show. And I'm not sure. Colton hasn't shown that he can do that for me yet. So
agreed.
I will probably put it above Ari's. My prediction is that it's above Ari's, below Ben's, above Becca's, below Rachel's. So right in the middle. That's my prediction. Sarah from Philadelphia. I got to know what everyone else wants to know. What are your thoughts on the fence jump? Are we being set up? Is that from a date with trained stunt professionals? Is Colton actually a high jumper and not a football player? Is this a trick to get everyone to watch until the end just to see why he jumps over the fence? We're always misled by these promos. Always. It's never what they want you to think.
Exactly. You said it perfectly.
So what do you expect?
It's something. It's a setup. It's nothing to do with the show. It's some date. I don't know what it is. Some stunt professionals, that's a good guess. Maybe some sort of, I don't know, some sort of Olympic type deal. I don't know. It's something I can't even think about what it would be. But it's not, he's not running away from anything on the show.
Okay, I disagree. I think he is because the lighting at night, it's bad. It's like spotlight. I think it is what they make it seem.
He's running away from his problems?
Yeah. And this is funny because I just said that it never is what they make it seem. I think it is in this case. Can't wait to be embarrassed by that. Brittany via Instagram. Are you surprised that Grocer Joe and Kendall are still together?
No, absolutely not.
Really? You're not?
No.
Why?
No. Because I thought they were the perfect couple to begin with. Why would I think that they're going to break up?
I suppose this question did need a little more context. Why they would not be a good couple? I think I always thought that maybe Joe liked Kendall more than Kendall liked Joe. That's the feeling I got from her.
I follow them both on Instagram. It seems like those kids are having a good time, Rim, and they really like each other.
And Joe's going on tour for the Dancing with the Stars. I only watched a couple episodes of Dancing with the Stars. That's the worst television show I've ever seen.
How far did he get?
I can't watch that show. I don't know. I think he got to the finals. I think it was him versus a legit dancer in the finals. Joe.
Well, there was a controversy going on with that, and they're not having a spring season, I think, because that Bobby Bones guy won. Is that his name? The radio host?
I remember that guy, yeah.
He was really bad, apparently, and he won because it was a popularity contest, and he was calling for votes on his show and stuff. So they...
Interesting.
Yeah. So they've canceled the spring season. They're going to be back. I think they're going to retool some stuff and maybe change it a little bit. Maybe Joe and Bobby Bones shouldn't be winning the dance competition.
Two William Hungs in the finals. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Eliza via Instagram. I hope I pronounced that correctly. People on Reddit are shipping Caitlin B and Jason T. Caitlin Bristow and Jason Tardik. Because apparently they've been flirting pretty hard on social media, AB. Now, shipping, I believe shipping is like, I'm supporting that. I'm here for that, as the kids say. Okay. I'm pro Caitlin B and Jason T. That's a word whose origin I will never know. Shipping, don't understand. I personally do not ship this couple. This is Eliza speaking now. What do you guys think? Now, do you know Caitlin Bristow? I didn't watch her season.
I know her. I know a lot of people like her. I'm not a fan. Not a big fan of hers.
Why?
Just not.
You don't know her. You didn't watch her season.
I think she's annoying on social media. That's mostly what I base that on.
Okay. So you don't like anybody because most everybody is annoying.
No, I like some of these people on social media.
Caitlin Bristow arguably is the most famous bachelorette. Which is interesting that neither of us have watched her season.
Yeah.
I think maybe in an off season, we might want to talk about Caitlin Bristow's season. She's got an on again, off again with the Sean Booth, apparently. 626 area code. Love the podcast. Thanks for listening. I binged all the episodes from Becca's season and can't wait for Colton's. Just wanted to ask if it's possible to upload the podcast to Spotify too. No, it's not.
Why not, Rim?
I'll tell you why. AB doesn't know a lot about the uploading, downloading biz behind the scenes.
No, I'm just a
grimy world. I just
show up
on platforms.
Show up and the lights got bright, Rim.
That's exactly what happened. Listen, only the big boys are on Spotify. The really big boys. You got to be chosen to be on Spotify. Yeah, you can't just like apply. No.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah, not the case at all. So
we can't. Yeah, we can't because they won't let us.
We are a very long way away from getting on Spotify. If we're on Spotify, that means it's probably our full-time job at that point. So you can make that happen, 626 area code, by sharing it with everyone in your area code, which I believe is the city of Los Angeles. So thank you in advance. Thank you in advance for doing that, and thank you for listening. This is Nicole via Instagram. Quick, AB, NBA predictions. I don't think Nicole is into Colton as the Bachelor, so she wants to hear some NBA chatter. What do you think, AB?
Lakers are going to surprise some people, Rim.
That's
LeBron's my prediction. I think he's got a team. He's got some horses behind him this year. No, the Golden State's going to win. There's no reason to predict anything else. Season's ruined. They ruined basketball.
Agreed. This is basketball with Rim and AB. All right. D-minus, D-plus episode. A couple of announcements. Quick reminder, we are spoiler-free. Let me give the mailbag number. I apologize. I mean, this could not have been more helter-skelter bad episode. But the rust is off. That's the good news. The mailbag number, if you want to text in, is 773-234-7794. Again, that's 773-234-7794. Write that down, Emily. Okay. Reminder, we are spoiler-free. This is a spoiler-free podcast. We have zero interest in spoilers.
Absolutely.
AB has been pretty successful, I'd say, in avoiding spoilers. I have not. I stumble upon them every season.
Oh, I go blackout, Rim.
I can't go blackout. You got to promote the show on the Instagram and Twitter.
I said, when the lights turn bright is when I show up. I don't pay attention to the Instagram, the Twitter. Can't. You can't. If you're going to see a spoiler, there's no getting around that.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough life. I'm trying to, I don't know what to do. Maybe I'll invent some glasses where you can that blur the text, but allow me to see like the favorite. I don't know how to go about it. Anyway, do not text us spoilers. We don't assume we know spoilers. Don't tweet us spoilers. Don't Instagram us spoilers. I understand that by saying this, we are inviting trolls to do so.
Yeah.
But I have some faith in the world out there.
I do too.
Well, it's easy for you to.
We got a good fan base, Rim.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, my next announcement, our next announcement, Fantasy League. We already talked about this. We're going to do a Fantasy League of some sort, and the winner will be chosen randomly from among the leaders in whatever format we choose. That way, there's not an incentive to cheat. These are the integrity announcements, okay? Have some integrity out there. Don't cheat. There's no incentive to cheat, because if you cheat and win, there's a chance you might not get picked for the winning prize anyway. So yeah. Just everybody play, no spoilers, have fun.
Play it fair.
Details to follow, TBD. One last thing. We're going to hit you with ad reads this season, okay? A lot of people out there saying, I really like the Rim and AB don't have any ads. Well, that's because we didn't have enough listeners for a long time to get paid to do this. And now we do, and we're striking. All right? Not going to apologize for it. We're going to read ads. So expect that. That's more of a warning than announcement. But just expect that. Don't be surprised or taken aback when you hear me. I'm going, oh, try the little, you know what I mean?
Rim the suit.
Yeah. And lastly, follow on Instagram and Twitter as usual. RoseCastES on Twitter and Rosecast Podcast on Instagram, I believe. And then when we get a million followers on Instagram, you better believe we're going to do sponsored posts for cash. Are you people out of your mind thinking this is crazy? Out of love?
Hey, Rim, another side thing.
Yeah, please.
In case you're looking for a new reality TV show, there is some Bachelor people going to be on the new X on the Beach season on MTV. It's one of the, it is, if you want to talk about down in the muck reality TV, you want to talk about flavor of love style television, it's X's on the Beach on MTV. You got Chad Johnson out there, Rim, okay?
Wow. He's got a lot of exes, I imagine.
Absolutely. You got Farrah Abram. You know her? Teen mom, famous teen mom turned porn star. She's on there.
Okay. That sounds bad that I go, yeah, I know she is. That's not what I meant. I've heard her name. Okay.
Yep. You got some famous people on there. I think there's been some other guys in the past. Chase maybe on there. There's some Bachelor crossover going. Jasmine was on there at one point. There's Bachelor crossover on this show. And I just thought I'd let people know because I think I'm going to tune into this season.
When does it start?
Tonight, Thursday.
Thursday, December 20th.
Yep.
Okay, do they have Tech from Real World Hawaii by chance? That's my number one guy.
No, they do not.
Okay. Speaking of shows, not a reality show, just a little recommendation. Check out Superstore on NBC.
Is that good?
I really enjoy it.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. I thought it was going to be corny and not funny. It's funny.
Wow.
It's on Hulu or NBC.com. America Ferrera, very likable. Some great characters. It's so funny, and it's got some edge. It's got a surprising edge
to it. It's got edge to it?
It's got edge. Season one's
that.
A little rough, but season two and season three really hit their stride. They're in season four now. Good show. Superstore. Who'd have thunk it?
Wow.
Who'd have thunk it?
Wasn't expecting that.
All right, forgot how to end a podcast. So hopefully you're listening to this while you're avoiding your in-laws over the holidays. If not, have a Merry Christmas. And
yes.
If Hanukkah's over, AB, bet you didn't even know that. I hope you all had a happy Hanukkah out there and whatever other holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And we'll talk to you the day after premiere of Colton season. Thanks for listening.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.